Famous quotations. Famous quotations. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Famous quotations. We can all look up famous quotations on every subject under the sun. You go to the book of quotations and find a quote for anything we want to find a quote for. But have you ever thought of you, me, being the one who speaks these famous quotations? Have you ever thought that your words, my words, are so important, so vital, so dynamic, so powerful, that they uplift others, that they illumine others, that they illumine myself, they illumine ourselves? Have you ever thought of that? It's very true, you know. It's very true. A mother can say, all's okay, now go and play. Now, what a wonderful quotation. All is okay, now go and play. In other words, all is in divine order. In other words, this is a wonderful world. You're living in a wonderful world. You're having a happy time. Have happy times all the time. Quotations refer themselves to circumstances and refer themselves to situations, refer themselves to who you are. Now, when you make a famous quotation and you say, all is in divine order, all is in divine order, all is in divine order, who said that first? Oh, it doesn't really matter, does it? What's going on in your thought, in your mind, in your attitude when you hear a quotation as that? All is in divine order. Do you think peace? Do you think harmony? Do you think balance? Do you think love? You see, a famous quotation is one that is made at the right time, in the right way, at the right place, for the right purpose. It's all being done because it expresses an attitude. It expresses a feeling. It expresses an emotion. If you take the great quotation, to be or not to be, that Shakespeare had written, and you take that quotation and you use it in your everyday life, to be or not to be, I'm always being tangled by that question. Whether I want to be something wonderful or not, whether I want to live something wonderful or not, whether I want to be a happy person or not, to be or not to be. Oh, yes, delightful, tripping off the lips phrase, to be or not to be. It is not what your country can do for you, but what you can do for your country. Wonderful phrase. It's not what your family can do for you, but what you can do for your family. It's not what you can do for yourself, but what you yourself can do for yourself. Hey, that's a redundant word, isn't it? Yes. See, we can take any phrase we like, and we put it in the paraphrasing of what we're thinking about, what we're dreaming about, what's important to us. Everyone writes fantastic phrases. Everyone writes famous quotations. Everyone does this all the time. When a man says to his wife, I love you, sweetheart, you're the greatest, that's the most wonderful quotation that could ever be said. When a mother says to her daughter, sweetheart, go and do everything that makes you happy, because I know what makes you happy is wonderful and good and beautiful. Go and enjoy. She doesn't say all that. She says to her daughter, go and have fun. Have fun. Delight. Now, does she mean in the word have fun, do naughty things or only do good things? No. She means that what she has taught her daughter over these years, what she has herself as her values, are the values that are being lived. Be yourself and have fun. How wonderful that is. Be yourself and have fun. No judgment. It may be thought, but it shouldn't be. No judgment. It's only the idea of being yourself and having fun. This is the criterion. This is the criteria for all people who are living full and beautiful lives. They're being themselves and having fun. Now, perhaps you've been trained in the field of medicine, and you are a good doctor, but you delight in playing golf. You play golf with a wizardry, with a joy, or you delight in telling stories, or you delight in going traveling, you delight in flying, you delight in doing anything. Where is your delight? Well, your profession, your trade, your training, your skill being used as a doctor should not limit you in any way from being a fabulous author, from being a marvelous father, from being a marvelous husband, or a spouse, being a marvelous wife. Yes. Whatever we do, whoever we are, we're always making famous quotations. And our quotations are such like, I can do this. I know that I know that I know. I like me. I live in my ideal spirit right now. Every organ action function of my body is perfect right now. This is a wonderful world. I'm surrounded by glorious friends. I am fulfilled in every way, shape, and form. I'm just the happiest person that you could ever imagine. And I'm the happiest person because I am being me. And being me is a wonderful experience. There's only one way to go in life, and that is to be myself. Isn't that a great quotation? There's only one way to go in life, and that's being myself. Have you ever heard that before? Well, your heart, your very spirit speaks to you and says that all the time. I like me. Oh, what a quotation. What a quotation. I like me. Oh, yes, yes, yes. A bushel and a peck, a hug around the neck, and I like me. I like me. I like me. I like me. Oh, my. Oh, my. Oh, my. You just bubble over inside when you say, I like me. What a great quotation. Who are you quoting? You're quoting yourself. The greatest quotations we shall ever read, or we shall ever hear, or we shall ever know, are the quotations that we give to ourselves. The quotations that we make about our own life, about who and what we are. That's all that matters. That's all that matters. When you go through life liking yourself, when you go through life delighting in who and what you are, when you go through life thinking that your quotations are the greatest quotations in the universe, you're beginning to be who you are. You're beginning to live who you are. You're beginning to delight in who you are. Consider it every moment of your life that you're going to make a quotation. Consider you're going to talk to your children, you're going to talk to your spouse, you're going to talk to your fellow citizens, whoever they may be. And your words are going to be like the words of President Kennedy. It's not what your country can do for you, it's what can you do for your country. It's not what your family can do for you, but what you can do for your family. It's not what others can do for you, but it's what you can do for yourself. Oh my, oh my, oh my. Yes, that's what it's all about. That's what it's all about, and that's how it's all about. Famous quotations, you're making them all the time. I am making them all the time. Every word I speak is a famous quotation, going out into the world saying, this is who I am. Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in the sight of the infinite cosmic consciousness. Let them be acceptable in the law of cause and effect of the things I choose to experience in my life. I like me. That's a quotation. I live in a good world. That's a quotation. I'm surrounded by beautiful people. That's a quotation. I am the greatest thinker in the universe. It's a quotation. Greater than whom? There is none greater. There's none lesser. I am the only voice. And when I speak my voice, my words bring forth quotations that all the world delights in, but that I delight in first, that I delight in with all my heart, with all my soul, and with all my being, because that's what matters. We all make famous quotations all the time. Appreciate them. Realize them. And let each quotation that we make be a telling quotation that says, all is in divine order now, and I am divine order. Have a wonderful day. Make quotations that reflect who you really are, what you really think, what you really believe. And all the world will say, hallelujah, I'm with you, friend, I'm with you. And I will quote you, too. I love you. I love you. I love you.